good day, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I know is that you know that I know that you know for certain that I know. All I know is that Columbus, Ohio has a new safety coordinator named David Black. And all I know is he is about postal safety business at this point. Now, Dave's a pretty new individual to safety, so management has not had the time to contaminate his brain housing group as of yet. But right now, Mr. Black is doing what postal manuals say he should do. And one of the latest things that is happening in Columbus, Ohio, as a direct result of safety, is I understand drivers who prefer to drive with no seatbelts on, or who drive with iPods or buds or whatever in their ear, are having their license temporarily suspended in the name of safety. Now, what I gotta say about that is I'm not pro or con on what it is that he's doing, but I will say this. It appears to be done at this time even-handedly, because if you work in Columbus, you know everything does not apply to everybody. Same rule has different applications depending on who you are. But I want to say to Columbus, Ohio clerks and mail handlers, when you see Mr. Black on the floor, understand he is about that business. And if you are involved in a safety infraction, I'm going to bet 8 out of 7 times, Mr. Black is going to write you up for it. And I only take this time on my show while I'm telling you all I know is that don't be mad at David. No. Listen, what's about to happen is Dave is applying rules and principles of safety that has always been in place, but nobody enforced. So all I know is, let's get serious about safety and save yourself the trouble of being upset at the safety coordinator for doing his job. All I know is that you know that I know that you know for certain that I know. All I know that in Columbus, Ohio, overtime work hours for MHAs and PSEs are being slashed. The new schedules have MHAs and PSEs now scheduled to work 6 days a week for 36 hours. Listen to me very, very carefully. I know that sucks. You don't have to tell me what a 36-hour postal paycheck looks like. But let me say this to you. That is the design of the organization. You see, MHAs, mail handler assistant, and PSEs, they're not designed to work 50, 60 hours a week. I know it's been like that forever. That's some of that poor management. And when I say that's poor management, don't get it confused with now the management has gotten a little better. No, the mail volume just went away, and it forces them to do what they should have been doing all along. So I know it sucks to have work hours cut to that point. But you got to understand something, and nobody in your career has probably ever told you that. You were never designed to work 40 hours a week. Understand that. So when you get that schedule, it's okay to be upset that now your net income bringing home is going to be less. I understand that. But you got to also understand that that is the design of the company. All I know is that you know that I know that you know for certain that I know. All I know is that there must have been a secret meeting between the mail handler union and the clerk union where they decided to agree that expediters are going to be the new level 4 mail handlers. You see, that takes place so, that transition happened so smoothly that no one paid attention to it. Columbus, Ohio, there hasn't been a level 4 mail handler foot soldier on the dock in forever, minus those that have that bid that just don't want to drive. And the reason that happens is because your expediters on the dock, and let me take my hat off, do an awesome job, but it's not their job to do. But because they do it, the dock is more than not neat, organized, because expediters perform about 4 to 5 hours of mail handler work every day. And I want to say to the expediters, since it's apparent that the mail handler union don't give a damn enough to come in a little aggressive to address it, to the expediters, why don't you just stop doing it? Understand this, that is not your job to load and unload trucks. So if you don't do it, there is no way in any universe that postal management can get upset at you. So, again, because the mail handler union won't do what it should do, I ask employees, here we go, employee to employee, understand that that is mail handler work and just stop doing it. Because, again, now if you're instructed to do it, I'm not saying don't follow orders, but all I know is expediters in Columbus, Ohio have already excluded level 4 mail handlers from the complement because they do the work. That's what I know. This is Kenny Hodge on the podcast. I will talk to you the next time I talk to you.